We moved right into Detroit this morning, right into special teams. We're going to, as I said the other day, we will be walking through all meetings and walkthroughs today. Today would be like a Tuesday. They're still going to be very sore from the game. And then we'll get into two practices on Thursday and Friday. Well, we were able to, you know, we got five sacks. We were able to get pressure on the quarterback with our ends. Corey did a nice job inside and got some pressure inside. Shea finished, got a nice sack at the end of the game. Guys worked really hard with Mike Fair and Mike Sinclair last week, and we sustained some pass rush. It was good. If he were to practice today, he'd be limited today. Limited means we would just see how he was doing, and then tomorrow we'll see where he's at. You know, I don't know where he's at, really. I mean, he's been running around, working out with the trainers. He spent a lot of time on the off day with Bobby, you know, working with bands and redirecting and things like that. And like I said, it'll be day to day, and we'll see more tomorrow. You know, we're hopeful, but we've got to be reserved about it as well. So we'll see where things are in the morning. He'll be evaluated. He got a calf, and he'll be, it's day to day up to a couple of weeks. We'll see where that's at. You know, I haven't talked to Chris specifically this morning on a timetable. I've heard other indications, but I know certainly it doesn't look good for this week. No, I mean I've been at places where there's been hazing, and I've been places where there hasn't been hazing. And you know, as I told the team the first night, is that when you haze somebody, you take their ability to help you win, and everybody's here to help you win, and plus you're disrespecting them. No. We're not talking about taking a helmet and walking off the field with a helmet. We're talking, you know, about other things. And the words you use, the way you act, the things you say affect people from all different backgrounds and different places. And we've got to understand that the beauty of this game is it draws people from everywhere with different realities and different perceptions, but that can all be neutralized through respect and using the proper language, the proper words, in the right place at the right time. You know, and that's in this building and on the field, and when we're out in the community, because we represent, you know, entire city and a community. Thought he played really well. He took care of the football. He was very efficient. He missed some throws, just like other guys miss throws, but he did a great job of moving the football team. And you know, he made a big run on third down, made some key third down throws, made, you know, the touchdown throws were outstanding throws, and giving the guys a chance to make a play. So I thought his performance level was very high. Yeah, I think you answered the question, most of it, Larry. You know, number one, he's been working very hard. Number two, he's a very prideful guy, and you know, he wants to be great, and it hasn't all shown up immediately like a lot of people think it should, and everybody has their own perspective on things. But I think that, you know, after Monday night's game, I think there's a little more light on the topic now, and a little more self-confidence that I'm hope that we all believe in Shea, and we've shown Shea that, you know, he'll bring out more of that in himself as well as he matures. And that was a great sign for Shea and a great sign for our football team. You know, it's not an easy thing to fix. I mean, this is universal throughout the league. I mean, because of the way we train now, and because of training camp, and there's very limited time to tackle, and for us it's just the cost benefit of not doing it in training camp, of waiting till we do it in the preseason and during the season. We certainly have to get better. Part of that is fitting the run better. We got to do a better job, I think that's something we just gotta work at. We're doing it every day in practice, and hopefully as we move forward, like with other aspects of our game, where we are getting better, and we'll get better at that. We saw it on the saw it on the tape. I mean, the guys upstairs said, "Don't even challenge it. We're not going to get the spot." So that doesn't mean I couldn't have or shouldn't have. I just decided not to. From my perspective, I couldn't tell how close it was, so I had to trust the guys upstairs to, and they were right, not by much, but they were right. I don't know that it was any. This one is any bigger than Monday night's game was, and I just think that, you know, as I look at seasons, they're fluid. You can only focus on one game. If you say one game is bigger than the next, then you're minimizing or de-minimizing, however you want to say it, the importance of other games. To me, they're all extremely significant. When players work 11 months a year to train and work and only get about 7.5 minutes during the course of a whole season to play a game, because that's what it amounts to, really. I mean, there's so little time to play the game that you're disrespecting the game and you're disrespecting your opponents if you make one game bigger than the next. We know what the result will be if we win, and we know what the result will be if we lose, but we're not approaching it. We can't play any harder on Sunday if we're playing as hard as we can every Sunday. And so I don't, all the other peripheral things that go into it, records, they really don't mean anything to the end of the season. And when the game is over, we'll be, you know, we're going to be 6-3 or 5-4, and we got to get ready to play next week, and it's going to be a huge game again either way, because the more you win, the bigger the game gets, and if you lose a game, the bigger the game gets. And I don't know how to coach it any other way, and talk about it with the players anyway, that this is the most important game of your life. It's the only chance you're going to get to play football, because you don't know if you're going to get next week, and you got to put it all out there like it's your last play on every play. And whatever happens, happens. The scoreboard's going to take care of itself, but we're just going to play as hard as we can. And that way you take all those other peripheral issues out of it, and you go out and play football because you love the game and you respect the game, and you're going to play as hard as you can. And then all these other issues are a non-factor, and they're residual to what's really important, and that's just playing good football as hard as you can for your teammates.